We're back here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. And as Matt alluded to just a couple of moments ago, the Eddie Lacy signing made all the headlines. It was the big news yesterday. But it wasn't the only running back signing. It wasn't one of these Jamaal Charles or Adrian Petersons that finally signed. It was Rex Burkhead, the third-string running back on Cincinnati, the guy that had to step up in the absences of Jeremy Hill and Giovanni Bernard. And where did Rex Burkhead go? New England, because the rich have to get richer, man.
Yeah, I think Rex Burkhead is a sneaky good little player that...
A new Danny Woodhead for them?
He could possibly be. I mean, they got Deion Lewis, who, when healthy, is just phenomenal, fun to watch. You got the James White. You got Rex Burkhead, who, like with Eddie Lacy, and like with football, it's all about the system. And, you know, you got Bill Belichick. They sign people for a reason. They have a plan. So he's somebody that I'm going to be monitoring.
Rex Burkhead, Corey, what does he do for you?
Nah, it's a situation that I think I'm be able to get on. I think Rex Burkhead can play, first and foremost. He has a fantasy skill set. He can catch the football. He runs well. Not a lot of tread on his tires. So Rex Burkhead is a player that I can get behind. I think you might be able to get a pretty good discount on him on draft day. The one I'm in, obviously, he went as soon as he, you know, signed yesterday, and that was later on in the draft. I say Rex Burkhead, especially players in New England, are always going to get bumped up because everybody always expects greatness, as well they should. But I would take him over some of these beat-up Peterson-type Charles guys. I would take him over them. I'd take him over a guy like Doug Martin. I'd probably put him in. I put him in like a 9-10 range around where Bilal Powell is, like around where Bilal Powell would be at.
There's just a lot of backs here in New England to feed, right? Like you mentioned Deion Lewis. James White obviously exists as well.
Deion Lewis would be hurt at some point.
Probably so. So like all three of those guys kind of play a similar role in the offense. And like I don't know if LeGarrette Blount will be back. I kind of assume he still will be for some reason. They still need a bigger back.
If LeGarrette Blount is back, then I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the $64,000 question.
Yeah.
But, I mean, right now, it's very interesting, in my opinion. Like you said, you got to see how it shakes out.
Absolutely.
But he's somebody I would definitely be having
the signing I like is a situation that I do think you definitely watch it because it could be some little sneaky fantasy value. Is he going to come in and be a key piece? Sort of like LeGarrette Blount was this past year. LeGarrette Blount's on a lot of championship teams this past year. I don't know if he can do that, but put it like this. At some point during the season, if Rex Burkhead is on your team, you're going to be like, I'm glad I got Rex Burkhead. It might be 3 or 4 weeks. It could be 10 or 12 weeks. But at some point during the season, if you have Rex Burkhead on it, you're going to be like, whoo, I'm glad I got this guy. I could pop him right in here, and he's not going to let me down. He can get you about 11 to 14 points in the PPR per game.
But doesn't this seem like somebody that will be a sexy pick, Matt, during draft season? Like, oh, Rex Burkhead, he's a Patriot, like Julian Edelman, like Deion Lewis, like James White. And, like, there's going to be games that he has nothing for you.
Yes, I mean, I think, like you say, as Corey mentioned, too, with the Patriots, that sexy cachet. But due to the fact right now that there's Deion Lewis there, there's James White, until there's further development, a little more breakdown, I don't think people are going to be too high up on him, but I definitely agree with Corey said. At some point in the season, you're going to be like, damn, I'm happy I got this guy on my team, and he could pay a major dividend. I mean, look what Parcells has done.
Belichick.
I mean, Belichick.
I was like, what is Parcells?
Parcells is back.
Okay, this is how Rex Burkhead will likely play out. If you were in on Chris Hogan last year, Rex Burkhead is the wide receiver version. I mean, it's the running back version of that. So a guy that going to be hit or miss, he's going to sit. His playing time could be up and down, obviously, as a New England back. But at times during the season last year, if you had Chris Hogan, you were like, I'm glad I got Chris Hogan. That's the same way that Rex Burkhead had to play out, except he's a running back.
So I agree with that. Like, mm-hmm. There's times this year that you – but, like – number one, you never knew when to play Chris Hogan. The only time I ever wanted to play him was against Buffalo, right? In the revenge game, seriously. And revenge game, ring the bell, please. And the fact is, Chris Hogan in my all of my leagues, Corey, drop picked up. And that's what Rex Burkhead will be. Because you'll never be a guy that you're going to want to just hold on to your team all year because he can explode. It's just like, it's going to be a what if. That's it. And that's the problem here.